Yeah, you got that on?
Sure.
Yeah, let's wrap this thing up. I want to get out of town tomorrow.
Yeah. Sure. What about the door?
Yep. Oh, yeah, let me close it. Tell me
what did the gentleman used to wear to hold his pants up?
Never anything other than suspenders, either attached to the overalls or purchased separately and worn, and they call them galluses. G-A-L-L-U-S-E-S.
Galluses?
Galluses.
Okay.
And most every man wore them. I don't think, very few people wore belts. That was just another article of clothing that they could do get along without. A lot of those things about names of garments, people, habits, and tools, and animals are just a little bit below my memory. Most point was not as such a rural community in the sense that people lived there and farmed nearby, grew up there, and were provincial enough to retain customs dating back to colonial early days.
Mm-hmm.
Nor was this county as permanently settled as others in Mississippi. I told you before, it had a greatly influenced by an influx of people from the east and west and from those who came in on ships. We had a great many people here who are descendants of men who jumped ships. What I mean by jumped is a ship comes in and some member of its crew goes ashore and he never goes back on board. That was in the old days, and now we catch them. The immigration service catch them. Everybody's registered somewhere.
We're supposed to catch them.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fine citizens here who are descendants of men who jump ships. Especially Spanish and Scandinavian.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, you used to stuff a lot of stuff in your pockets. They would put a lot of stuff in your pocket. What would you say?
I can't think of a name that we applied to that.
Well, you know, if you had a lot of rock candy or something you might have in your pocket, they would.
Except that your pockets were scuffed with them. I don't wear a jacket. My pocket's always stuffed now.
You say they bulled out. Okay. Now, if you ever wash something, maybe some wool in hot water, you'd say it would. If you ever wash wool in hot water, it would always.
Well, he used no special time. It was a washing, laundering process. We use the same words we use now.